Earlier this summer, we reported on two USDA research agencies moving out of Washington. Since then, those agencies, which track almost everything related to growing and eating food, have shrunk dramatically. The union representing employees says 3 out of 4 of them will likely be gone by the end of the year. And as Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, the loss may be costly.
Across the farming industry this year, you hear grumblings that research coming out of the U.S. Department of Agriculture isn't quite what it used to be.
It makes you wonder.
Jason Britt, a commodities trader, sits behind a bank of monitors arrayed on his huge, ornate old desk in Kansas City. These days, Britt says some of the information coming out of USDA has been contradictory. That's troubling because USDA data is ag industry bedrock.
They are definitely the gold standard for, setting prices. And that's why it's, so vital that we do get the most accurate information, possible.
Enormous amounts of money ride on USDA reports. So do sweeping policy decisions that shape American diets, economic productivity, and the environment. But the federal agencies in charge of funding and conducting much of that research are in upheaval.
People are booking it because people are scared about what's going to happen to them working here.
Laura Dodson is an economist at the Economic Research Service, or ERS, one of the agencies being uprooted. She's also acting vice president of the employees union there. ERS tracks the vast global food production system. The other agency being moved is the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, or NIFA. NIFA funds ag research at universities across the country. Rebecca Baim at the Union of Concerned Scientists says both agencies are under assault.
This is really an attack on science and an attack on agencies that produce objective research and information in the public interest.
Baim says research findings on climate change and nutrition programs provoked the Trump administration, which moved repeatedly to slash the agency's budgets. Then this summer, the USDA announced that most positions in both agencies would be moving from Washington to greater Kansas City by fall. Politicians here in Kansas City boasted that more than 550 high-paying jobs were coming to town. It hasn't worked out that way. Most of the employees quit. And Dodson says that will hurt both farmers and consumers.
If you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And this is the government making itself dumber about agriculture.
Now, that is not the way supporters of the move see it. The USDA maintains that moving the agencies to Kansas City will save lots of money. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says the Kansas City region is a great fit because of all the ag research going on here already.
Locating yourself right here within 3 hours of 8 or 10 of the greatest land-grant institutions in the country, the animal health corridor here, I think the resources here more than offset any short-term loss in people that were likely well along in their career anyway.
But scores of highly skilled people with deep knowledge in arcane fields of study can be tough to replace. Whole divisions within agencies have been decimated.
So all of that expertise is gone. The people that are left are having to work, double duty, triple duty.
Tom Buick should know he's a national program leader at NIFA, one of the few making the move to Kansas City. His wife will stay put to keep her job in Virginia, and he'll take a $5,000 pay cut.
A number of us have decided that we're going to accept the relocation to make sure that NIFA's legacy as this preeminent science organization is not completely lost.
Meantime, the USDA is struggling to fill hundreds of open jobs. It's offering recent retirees half their previous salary to become temps. The Economic Research Service is shedding projects. Research funding may be delayed, even canceled. And agency supporters say it will take years to rebuild the government's world-class economic research agencies. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.